Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Admi, and this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins. Today, we're going to talk about how can you shut off the noise in your mind? You know, that little chatterbox that's just constantly going and there's just a buzz happening. How do we shut that off? Because sometimes we don't even realize that it is so noisy until it gets quiet. Like, imagine, have you ever been in a store or, you know, in a building somewhere where all of a sudden the air conditioning turned off and then it just got quiet? Or, you know, if you're at home and you don't realize that the fridge is actually buzzing until it turns off and then it's like, oh, is this actually quiet? You know, we recently had a student come through that this was the analogy that she used. She said that, you know, I had like the dishwasher, the microwave, the vacuum cleaner, the washing machine, all of those appliances, everything running at the same time. And then she went through a timeline therapy session. And that's how she felt. She felt like they all just turned off. It's actually quiet up here. It's quiet up in this beautiful thing we call the mind. And that's what we want to speak to today is how does timeline therapy quiet the noise in our mind?
And imagine what that would feel like for you to have your own mind quieted. And perhaps until we started talking about this, you weren't even aware of the noise that's inside your head, because a lot of that thought and turmoil that's going on inside your head, the monkey brain, is happening outside of your awareness. And now that we've mentioned it, now maybe you're noticing, there's a lot going on up there. And how much easier would your life be if we quietened it down? Because having all of that noise running is actually draining on your system. It's draining energy. It's causing stress on your nervous system. It makes it hard for you to be making good decisions in your life as well. And so that's why today we wanted to share with you all about this modality called timeline therapy, because it is our favorite modality that we teach. Because it is so powerful, fast, effective, and gentle all at the same time.
And clear the screen. As you guys know, we use the anxiety clearing exercise as the clear the screen. And that is one of the timeline therapy techniques that we use for events that happen in the future. The events that haven't even happened yet, which is where anxiety comes from. Right? When we worry too much about something in the future, that's anxiety. And so what majority, there's a whole set of techniques that we use to clear the past. Because a lot of us don't realize that all these unresolved emotions, all these self-limiting beliefs are actually weighing us down emotionally, mentally, spiritually, sometimes physically, because they're causing dis-ease in the body. And we don't even realize it until it's quiet, until it's gone away. And that's what timeline therapy does. We go through the top 7 negative emotions, and then some if other people have them, which are anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, rage, and shame. Oh my goodness, shame. That one, I know I carried a whole bunch of shame around in my mind, and I had no idea I was even carrying it. And that's the big piece about this, is having the awareness that we actually carry this, getting down to the root cause of it, to clear it, and then allowing us to just move forward in life with some calm, with some clarity, you know, with literally less baggage. So we just feel lighter, where life just flows and we just, you know, move around the world with a little bit more ease. Isn't a little bit more ease a beautiful thing, Melissa?
It is a beautiful thing. And you might be listening to Billy thinking, oh, that's too good to be true. And that's just the programming, because we haven't been taught this. And society teaches us that we need to go to therapy to resolve any of our emotional, mental health issues in our life and talk about it. And a lot of people don't want to talk about it because they know that when they talk about it, it has them reliving it in their nervous system. And nobody wants to relive the negative in our life. And what we do instead is we allow the emotions to be released, the limiting decisions to be released by having the unconscious mind bring up the learnings to the conscious mind. And in that moment, when you recognize the learnings, the unconscious mind goes, excellent, she's got the learnings from that event that happened way back when, that was happening for you in the moment, because everything is happening for us always to learn something. It's just in that moment, when all hell was breaking loose, we didn't learn the lesson then. And since then, we've been carrying around that baggage, because the unconscious mind doesn't forget. It still wants us to learn the lesson. And when we acknowledge that and we bring those lessons forth to the conscious mind to acknowledge, that's when the unconscious mind says, excellent, she's got the learnings now. We can release this unresolved negative emotion from the body because we don't need it anymore. We have the learnings.
And I'm sure you've all experienced this before where, you know, all of a sudden this image keeps popping up and you're like, why is that happening? You know, we talk about PTSD in our trainings, and what PTSD is, you know, it's a very vivid memory that's coming up to your consciousness, right? It's something that happened in the past and all of a sudden, boom, it's in your face. And, you know, a lot of the times it triggers us. And what the programming says, hey, if something's triggering me, I don't want to look at it. Take it away from me. I don't want to deal with it because, you know, it doesn't make me feel good. So in our line of work, we love triggers because we know that is communication. Our unconscious mind is communicating to us that, hey, Billy, you know what? I'm bringing this thing up for you so that we can resolve it. We can process it. We need to understand what did we need to learn from this event, that once the learning is uploaded into the memory bank, now this memory can leave. It doesn't need to keep showing up. So, you know, in our trainings, when we talk about the prime directives of the unconscious mind, that is one of them, that it will present these unresolved emotions to the conscious mind to process them. Now, kind of what Melissa was talking about is, how did it get repressed in the first place? Well, it got repressed because whatever was happening, we didn't have time to be in our feelings about it, because the number one job of the unconscious mind is to preserve the body and to keep us safe. So I use this example all the time. As you guys know, I used to be a police officer for 20 years. You know, we have to go against our nature to go into the face of danger, right? If there's gunfire or if there's, you know, something's happening, most people will run away. Whereas we have to go against our natural, you know, tendencies to go into the face of danger with our training that we've done and go and deal with the issue. Now, my unconscious mind knows that I can't let Billy be in her feels right now because Billy's got to go do her job, go, you know, save somebody and not hurt herself in the process. So I better repress this fear, because I don't care. You can ask any cop. If you go into the, you know, gunfire, every cop is scared. If someone tells you they're not, then they're just lying to themselves, because nobody wants to go into the line of fire. Nobody wants to walk into danger. However, as police officer, that's part of our training and we do that. So what my unconscious mind is doing is repressing the fear. And then afterwards, once I'm back in the station or back into a safe environment, if I don't process that fear, if I don't think about, wow, okay, that was really scary, and acknowledge it and then tell myself, I'm safe. I got through it. I am okay. I am still taken care of. I'm supported. I'm protected. If I don't actually think those thoughts, that my unconscious mind will keep that memory in the bank until I say that to myself. And that's exactly what we do with timeline therapy. We go back. The difference is we don't go back to those specific events, because we know in timeline therapy that they're all connected, right, Melissa?
Absolutely. They are connected in what we call a gestalt. And that is how the unconscious mind stores emotions. And Billy mentioned earlier the prime directives, or the job of the unconscious mind, jobs, I should say, because there are many. And we did a podcast episode on that. And if you want to learn more about that, go back and listen to episode number 17. Now, back to the gestalts and the way the unconscious mind stores our memories, it stores them in a long line, like a pearl necklace. And you can think of each pearl on the necklace is a significant emotional event of that emotion. So you have a gestalt for anger. You have a gestalt for sadness. You have a gestalt for happiness. You have a gestalt for each of your emotions. And with the work that we do, going to the root, what we do is we, you know, break the end of the chain of that pearl necklace. And then what happens if you lift up the chain? All the other pearls drop off the necklace. And that's exactly what is happening here. We take the end off that gestalt by going to the root and clearing that emotion. And then all of the rest of that particular negative emotion, all the way back to now, gets released from the cells in your body. And that's why this is so fast and effective, is we're not just helping you resolve the anger from yesterday and the anger from the day before that and the anger from last week and last month and last year. That would take a really long time. Mm-hmm. We literally go to the root, release it, and it unravels the entire gestalt.
Now, talk therapy, right? We talked about that earlier. And we're not knocking talk therapy. Talk therapy is amazing for awareness. However, talk therapy is uncomfortable. And, you know, as police officer, we were mandated to go to therapy. And every time I left therapy, I felt like I got hit by a truck. And I'm like, this is supposed to make me feel better. How come I always feel worse when I left? You know, I didn't know this work when I was, you know, active in policing. And so afterwards, now I understand why I felt worse. Because as Melissa said, your nervous system, physiologically, I went through that trauma again when I talked about it. And that's what talk therapy is. It's just talking about it. We can't resolve the unresolved trauma at the level that it's not put in at. Because it's at the unconscious level, we need to go into that level to upload the learnings, right? That's like when we update our phones, we don't automatically assume that my computer is going to update. It has to be updated and, you know, up-leveled in the place that it's actually been implanted. So that's the difference with what timeline therapy does, is we don't have to go back and talk about the root cause, because as you remember from the prime directives, our conscious mind remembers everything. We don't need to hash it out. We don't need to bring it back to life by talking about it. We just have to upload the learnings, which is why it's so gentle. We just go back to whatever that root is. And again, it can be in this lifetime. It can be in a past lifetime. It can be passed down generationally. It can be in the womb. It can be during birth. We trust the unconscious mind to find out what the root cause is. And this is part of the pre-work that we do with our clients, is building that trust between the unconscious mind. So we have that conscious-unconscious integration. Because what happens is when we are just talking about it, we're bringing it back to life. When we go to the root, obviously, if it's, you know, in those first few years of life, and that's where we usually go with that. If people say, oh, the first time I ever felt anger was at 13 years old, we know they're talking about a significant emotional event, because y'all have seen babies. When they're hungry, they get pretty mad. And so if you've ever seen a crying baby that's hungry, or has got like a soiled diaper, or, you know, is cranky because it hasn't slept, it will be screaming. So it has experienced anger. So we go to the root, because once we go to the root, as Melissa said, with the gestalt, we know the rest of all those significant emotional events, those will disappear as well, because they're not connected anymore. I love this analogy of weeds, right? Because think of these, you know, limiting beliefs and all this unresolved emotion as weeds in our head. If you were going to go and cut, I have to actually cut the lawn. So this analogy is in the forefront of my mind right now. If I go and cut the weeds at the surface level, which is somewhat, you know, when we're dealing with significant emotional events, sure, it might make me feel a little bit better, you know, however, it's still going to grow back. Now, you know, if I go a little bit deeper and I cut it like, you know, halfway through, and I cut the weed halfway through, sure, it might take a little bit longer, where some people, you know, I've been really stressed out, and they just go on a vacation. All right. And they're like, okay, cool. You'll feel good for a week while you're on vacation. Except when you come back, the root is still there. So what we do is we pull the whole root out, Therefore, the weed can't even grow back. And it's not like we're creating zombies, though, Melissa, right?
Absolutely not. What we're doing is just releasing all of the negative emotion that's been stuffed down that is no longer serving. And as Billy mentioned earlier, can cause dis-ease in your body over the course of your lifetime. We release all of that and we want you to be feeling your emotions. Emotions are messengers from your unconscious mind. They serve a purpose and they run through your body in 60 to 90 seconds. We want you to have the tools to be able to process them in a healthy way rather than stuffing them down.
Exactly.
So, as we've said, we love timeline therapy and we are wanting to bring this to the world and let people know that there is another way that you can heal. It doesn't mean everybody has to do it, although we do believe if everybody in the world did just one timeline therapy session, the world would be a very different place.
And in fact, when I was learning these modalities, I was still going to therapy. And by the time I was done my training, my therapist actually said to me, "Billy, you don't need me anymore. You can manage your life." She had seen the progression of how I shifted my mindset, how I shifted my anger, my sadness, how I shifted my limiting beliefs, and really how I shifted how I showed up in the world. And she actually graduated me. So if you've ever heard of anybody graduating from therapy, it actually happens. And again, we're not saying that everybody, you know, can graduate from therapy. We're just saying that if there's a gentler way, if there's a faster way, if there's a more lasting way for you to heal some of those traumas, wouldn't you want to try it? Wouldn't you at least want to give it a go and, you know, see what happens? And we know for sure we have never seen a client not have profound shifts and transformations when they show up, right? Obviously, this is not we should probably pre-frame this here. We're not doing anything to you. It is allowing yourself to go where your unconscious mind wants to go. We are simply the tour guide because it knows what it wants to release. And so, yeah, this work can really make profound shifts in a very, very short amount of time.
And as Billy said, we are just the tour guide and your unconscious mind is the coach. And so what we are now doing is we are offering a new course called Karma Code Timeline Therapy Practitioner Training. And we are teaching this as a standalone modality, which is not something that we've ever been able to do before. However, Billy reached out to the widow, Adriana James, of the fellow Tad James, who developed timeline therapy and asked permission. And now we are really excited to offer this 3-day experiential training where you get to experience a timeline therapy clinic as the client and have your own timeline therapy session and also as a practitioner. And even if you have no desire to be a practitioner in your life, this is a tool that in learning it for yourself, you can then use for yourself for the rest of your life.
Totally. And I love, you know, when people ask me if they want to work one-on-one with me, I always, always recommend, you know what, come to the training. For one, you're going to get a session anyways, and it's cheaper. And secondly, now, you know, it's that concept of not giving you a fish so you eat for a day, but teaching you how to fish so now you can eat for life and then teach others and share this with others. We truly believe that timeline therapy is the wave of the future when it comes to mental health, because in a world of, you know, we have 2-second attention spans, we want things faster. We want things to move quicker. We don't have 30 years to go through therapy in order to get on with life. There's such a shift happening on the planet right now. There's a lot of people having their so-called awakenings, remembering who they are, realizing that they've been carrying this unresolved trauma that has really been holding them back, and then realizing that they don't want to be on Victim Island anymore. You guys know we talk all about Victim Island, and that, you know, they're done and they want to sell all their property off Victim Island and move over to Solution City and really start taking control of their life, because they understand every decision, every choice they make is because of what's happening inside. So when you can go internal, clear that space, now you can make space for the universe to bring you all these beautiful resources and then allow you to, you know, really achieve the life, as cliche as this sounds, achieve really the life that you dream of, because it is possible. We're the only ones stopping ourselves, right? We're the only ones that are having these thoughts. Nobody can have our thoughts for us. So if you think of timeline therapy as clearing those filters, we can use those the modality to clear the filters so that as we move through life, we're not seeing it from, you know, maybe some dirty glasses. We're seeing them literally, as funny as that sounds, rose-colored glasses, right? Because you know, everybody knows those people that no matter what happens, everything is positive. Yeah, because you know what? They're not carrying around a lot of unnecessary drama and trauma and limiting beliefs. And then the flip side of the coin, we've all met those people that doesn't matter how amazing it is, they can always find something to complain about, right?
Absolutely. And it's interesting because I just started rereading the
Think and Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich. Yes, I had Napoleon Hill's name in my mind and not the title. And it's interesting because in the very first chapter of that book, he is talking about the power of our thoughts. In other words, what is going on inside our mind is affecting our outer life. And this was known so many years ago. And I've read that book before, and yet I read it before I did this work. And so the information didn't land in the same way because I felt like I was reading it and it made sense, and yet I didn't know that it was possible. And now having these tools and having experienced it for myself, I fully know that it is possible to change our thoughts, get rid of what is no longer serving us, and have the space to bring in the thoughts that do serve us, and bringing them into the forefront of our awareness because we get what we focus on. So let's have the thoughts that we want in order to create the life that we want. And the modality of timeline therapy is such a powerful tool for helping us accomplish that.
I had a similar experience, Melissa, when I started rereading The Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker, which I read probably, I don't know, 20 years ago. And the first chapter starts talking about the four bodies, which when I first remember reading that book, that totally went over my head because I didn't even know there was four bodies. And obviously, it wasn't something that I was really paying attention to at that moment. And even he, you know, says that if, unless you're clearing not just your physical body, your mental, emotional, spiritual body, then the mind that you have won't be the millionaire mind. It will be the scarcity mind. It will be the poverty mind. It will be the lack mind. And until you clear all that out, that's when you can create the millionaire mind, the multimillionaire mind, you know, the abundance mind. And that's what, you know, why we start with clear the screen in the first place. Because we have to deal with your anxiety, clear out, you know, kind of put the fire out in the house before we go in and assess the damage and then redecorate, right? And then renovate. And that's what we do with the timeline therapy is there's a very specific process that we go to. It's a very specific script. This is not something that's just, we make it up. This is a very specific script. We go through those seven negative emotions, as I spoke about, and then we figure out what your top 2 to 3 limiting beliefs are. And guess what the four core wounds that all of humanity share, either one or a combination of, that every other limiting belief will sprout from? Those are unworthy, unlovable, not good enough, and powerless. And let me tell you, I had no idea that this powerless limiting belief was running in my unconscious mind at the deepest, deepest level. And now I wonder why I became a cop. You know, consciously, surface level, I became a cop because I want to give back and I want to serve and protect. And, you know, I really liked it. And, you know, I wanted to make a difference. Even though deep down, I understand now, because growing up, I felt powerless, that need of mine to feel power. Obviously, cops have power. People listen to me, right? Because I have the law behind me. And that was unconsciously why I truly believe I became a police officer, because I was getting a need met that my soul felt that it needed. And once I released that, now, I mean, this work that we do now is like so much more fulfilling. And I know that I'm actually living my mission and my purpose now.
And you've had more people thank you for having changed their lives in this work than you ever did as a cop, where you just get flack.
Yeah, that's true. It's way more fulfilling, way safer, and, you know, it's a lot more rewarding for sure.
So thank you for listening. As we said, we just want the world to know about the modality of timeline therapy. So if you know somebody else that needs to hear this episode, please share it with them. We will also put into the show notes the link to our next Karma Code Timeline Therapy training, because perhaps that's something you would like to join for yourself and for others in your life. And the one other bonus that we haven't mentioned yet is, once you come through the training, guess what? You never have to pay for a session again, because you join our community of practitioners, where you can then reach out to any other practitioner in the group and do a trade session with them.
And because we give you a designation, because we are a registered, certified in a training institute, it's 100% tax write-off, because we're giving you a professional development certificate. And so, I mean, it's a win-win-win, right? And again, if you want to bring, and whether you want to be a practitioner or not, this is a life skill. We say this about all the modalities that we teach: NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, coaching. These are all life skills that now you can apply in your life in all areas, not just business, not just wealth, not just health, not just your happiness, you know, in your relationships. You know, it's made me a better mom. You know, I use these techniques with my children now. It's allowed me to operate from a place of more love and joy, as opposed to a place of, you know, anger and resentment. And that has really shifted a lot in my life. And now the external life that I have has, of course, mirrored that. And so whether you want to do it as a practitioner, this is a skill that will serve you for the rest of your life and all the people that are in your community as well.
So thank you for listening. And thank you for sharing this episode. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.